talk to you guys about staying in the pocket, and I do that when it comes to women and just staying calm. You know, you're talking to a beautiful woman, breathe, relax, whatever. Now, when it comes to success and aging, because like I said, I'm turning 34 today, and this is what's brought my mind to these things. I want you guys to stay in the pocket. So, you know, I always said to you guys that women had a biological clock, so they get nearer 30, and with all due respect, because I don't like shitting on people, especially women anymore, but they get a bit weird. They haven't had kids. I think they get a little bit strange. They get a little bit desperate for things and whatnot. And I think the same happens with men with success. And you have to be careful, because it starts to hit you. You get to a certain age and you go, I need more. I need it bigger. What am I working on? Can I do this quicker? But you don't want to rush, because you got to the position that you're in life from doing it all correctly and doing it the right way and being patient and taking your time. And what you don't want to do is start rushing, because the aggregation of marginal age, as I've explained to you guys before, is real. It's a real thing. It's, you know, like a hockey stick graph. It's almost like this: 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. Like, it'll go in giant leaps from 31 to 32, for example, and up to the age of 31, zero success. Like, you're gonna have these quantum leaps because you've invested in yourself. Things pay off. Like, I've made some mega investments this year. Like, I'm talking humongous. Time-wise, money-wise, effort-wise, business-wise, risk-wise, etc. The problem is, the bills that are associated with those things are immediate. The payoff from those things take a little bit longer. However, you take enough of them and they compound. And they compound into massive success. And you have to remember, because I'm not telling you guys, there's a difference between laziness and patience. Patience is great, laziness is terrible. And people always use the male advantage and statistics such as, you know, the average successful founder of a business is actually 45 years old. And some of you hear that and go, oh my God, I got loads of time. I can sit around and do nothing. That's not true. You can't be lazy, but you can be patient. And what I mean is, like, if you know you're putting the work in, you've got nothing to worry about. But as a man, I think the biggest challenge every day is this. Just controlling this and knowing that, like, today I'm 34, but I've done some good things. I've taken some big risks and they're going to pay off. And the aggregation of marginal age is kicking in at an exponential level because I'm getting better. I'm thinking better. I've made some big plays and they're going to pay off because they're all culminating together. That's important. That's what you guys have to master. That's what you have to manage, because most mega successful people are in their 40s, they are in their 50s, and you realize that, yeah, I do have time and those are going to be good years and my life isn't over yet and stuff like that. And it's like, that's going to be probably the best period of your life, and there's no point rushing.